Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to our famous boardroom chats.
Very famous.
People like these boardroom chats,
man. I like them, too.
You like them? Good. Praise the Lord. What a
blessing. I never know what you're going to talk about, though.
I don't either. And that's the truth.
I know we're going to Galatians 6, but that's all I know.
I got that this morning. I mean, I don't know. And we shoot from the hip on the boardroom chats.
He says that, but I'd rather say it that's led by the Holy Spirit.
Which is shooting from the hip.
That's a Cajun translation of being led by the Holy
God.
Ghost.
You know, God is good and gracious, and we thank all of you. We'll start off in advance saying thank you for all our wonderful partners and friends who support this ministry financially and prayerfully, because without you, we could not do what we do. And we, and I don't mean to sound arrogant, we do a lot with what you give. And 100% of what you give goes in the world evangelism. I'm so proud to be able to say that because, you know, we're coming up on 50 years of preaching this gospel and we've never had a financial deficit. You know why? We obey the Lord. Not that we're better than anybody else. We just obey the Lord. We don't, even IRS told me one time, that man never touches that money. It's not mine. It's yours. It's God's, and that's where it goes. So thank you in advance. Hallelujah. God is so good and gracious. I want to talk about something today, and I want to, if you got a Bible or iPad or telephone, whatever you use for scripture, go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 6. I want to read some scripture, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. Galatians chapter 6, Paul is writing to the church of Galatia, and he says in verse 6, and I love this, let him that is taught in the word, communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Hmm. Teacheth in all good things. So in other words, if you know something about the Bible, there's good things in the Bible. Very good. Are there bad things in the Bible? Done by man, but not by God. Mm-hmm. Now you think about that. Let me read that again. Let him that is taught in the word, communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. It says, verse 7, be not deceived, God's not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So that's spiritually, physically, and financially. And I'm going to talk about that a little later on certain, my mama would say things that just didn't make no sense to me before I was born again. I didn't know anything, you know, but she would say this. Verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That is a very important verse in the Bible because Satan defeats people most of the time not by a lack of faith or an abundance of unbelief, but by time. People get weary in believing something. He said, if I can delay this thing. He has the power to hinder, but he doesn't have the power to stop. I had to stop right there and give you a little teaching on that particular verse. Verse 10 is where I want to get to. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I want to talk about opportunities.
Opportunities.
One of the greatest things in the world is to have an opportunity to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out. I've learned something, and it's amazing to me. I look for opportunities to be a blessing because what I'm doing is creating my future. Now, this is what my mother used to say. Now, I was a heathen from hell, and she knew it, but she had got born again, her and dad and all that kind of stuff. And she said, boy, you know what the Bible said? I said, no, I don't know what the Bible said. I didn't know what the Bible said. She said, what you sow is what you reap. I want to tell you something, man. You're going to get yours. You are going to get yours. Because, I mean, I did everything you could possibly think of. Now, when I got born again, she always told me, buddy, you're going to reap some bad stuff. Well, when I began to read the scripture, watch this now. And I realized something. That's true. What you sow, you will reap. But here's the problem with a lot of people. When it comes to good things, they don't know if they can reap it too much. They put a limit on reaping good things, but they put no limit on reaping bad things.
Yeah, they focus on the negative side. Okay.
And mama would say, you're going to get yours. So I was talking about prosperity with her one time. She said, well, she had a hard time understanding that too. Well, you can't get that much. I said, Mom, you mean to tell me before I was born again, I was going to get it all, son, because I was going to reap bad things because I sow bad things. Well, if I'm going to get it all reaping bad things, don't you think I would get it all reaping good things?
Right.
Does that make any sense
to you? It does make sense. In fact, I love what Finus Dake says on his commentary on verse 7, which is, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It says that this is an, he says, this is an unfailing and unchangeable law.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But she just knew for sure.
But it works in the positive as well as the negative.
But she didn't believe it too much in the positive, but she believed it totally in the negative. You're going to get your, this is going to happen, blah, 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 this and that. And you know, I decide what I receive by what I sow.
Mm-hmm. It's an just opportunity. That simple.
It is an opportunity.
I love
now watch
that.
This. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all. But especially, now I'm going to say something that might make somebody mad, to those who are of the household of faith. Mm. Me and Kathy are of the household of faith.
Amen.
No, God is no respecter of person, by no means. But what happens is when you live by faith, talk by faith, and speak faith, faith will produce what in the now, what you need.
You know what that tells me is that so many people, they accept the whole concept of philanthropy or giving to a charitable cause.
Like right.
That. And a lot of those things are really good things. And they don't have any problem complaining about it when you hear all these ads on the TV or different things to give to a political campaign, feed the hungry, help us stop cancer, all these things that may be good things. They don't have a problem with that. When you start talking about the household of faith, which means spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, the devil in them or that motivates them to flare up and resist that.
Yeah. But, well, they've been taught.
But it's an opportunity to be a part of the best business that's in the world, if you want to call it a business, which is spreading the gospel.
Well, I'm going to say something that's kind of hard. Sometimes the church has taken Satan's hand and they walk together. Uh-oh, that makes you mad. Can I explain that? Poverty's a blessing. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Poverty's a curse.
It is a curse.
Total curse. They said Jesus was poor. No, he was not. He never had a financial deficit. Go study his life. You will see that. And yes, he became poor that through his poverty he might become rich. Anytime anybody leaves heaven, you talk about a wonderful place to come down here. The richest man in the world, I think is Elon Musk, I'm not sure, but is a pauper compared to what's in heaven. You see what I'm trying to say? See, we have therefore opportunity. That's why we receive offerings. It's not so we can get something from you. It's so we can get something to you because an opportunity is presented. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to say something. I said the other day preaching, and it shocked the whole church. You know, when you receive an offering, I want you to listen to this. And God tells you to give $100. I was saying this. I'm going to try to say it verbatim if I can. And God says, give $100. And you wind up giving $1,000. Look at me when I say this. You just disobeyed God. I told the people, tear up that $1,000 check. It's disobedience. Now, people say, oh, God, preachers would never do that. Give till it hurts. No, give till it helps. See, you disobeyed God. Now, if God told you to give $1,000 and you gave $100, you disobeyed God. What I'm wanting to tell you is to simply obey. It's better to obey than to sacrifice. Do you understand? Now, we've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry or pound or whatever money that comes. Give us a soul into the kingdom. And the reason why I say that all the time is because the Lord told me he counts his wealth by the souls he possessed. So he called me and called me to preach this gospel, gave me an opportunity. I could have turned it down. I could have said, no, I'm not going to preach the gospel. I am not doing that. But, you know, because I can say no. He gave me the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus, but he also gave me free will. Now, I don't do that. I don't turn it down. I said, I'm yours to command. And it's just such a blessing. So as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. So not only do I give to the household of faith, but I give to all I can. Every time I see something in any way, shape, or form, you know. And sometimes I've said, my God, you know, Jesse gives a lot. You know, what are you going to do it now? No, it's the Lord that's giving a lot. All I'm doing is obeying just what he said. Now, one time I went to give something, and it was his money. You know, it was a ministry I was going to give to another ministry. And the Lord said, I didn't tell you to do that. I said, what did you say? I got shocked. No one thought God would tell me not to give something. I didn't tell you to do that. He said, if you do that, Jesse, you are stopping my discipline. Stopping your discipline. I didn't know that this particular ministry was in sin up to its neck. But and God didn't tell me. Because sometimes he don't tell you. So I said, well, I'll bless him, you know, do whatever. And so I stopped. And then that same person began to call me and said, boy, if you could just help me out. And the Lord said, tell him what I said. I said, I was planning on doing it. I don't know what you've done, but you're in sin. Because the Lord said, if I do that, I'm stopping his discipline. And he just broke down and cried. He said, it's the truth. I am in sin. And yet he wanted me to give towards sin. Hmm. You see, so that right there was wrong. See, what was happening was he was now receiving what he was doing in terms of a harvest of bad stuff instead of good stuff. So that was my mama's problem. She just knew that you'd get 100-fold on sowing bad stuff, but you can't get 100-fold sowing on good stuff. Well, I want to tell you something. Yes, you can. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Yes, you can. Praise the Lord. And that's what I'm talking about. As we therefore have opportunities. But he says, be not deceived.
Right.
God not mocked. Every time I get mad at Kathy, or she gets mad at me, and she sows a little flesh to me, or I sow a little flesh to her, we harvest. Harvest just comes out. You know what I mean? She said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, what? You know, there's a statement in Texas that just blows me away. You're talking to people in Texas, say, tell you what? And I go,
what?
What? They don't say that. They quit talking. what is what? You know,
tell
that kind of stuff.
But that's their amen.
Yeah, I guess
that's,
so.
That's Texan for amen. Amen.
So today, I want you to understand that this, read that Finest Dakes has the Dakes Bible. Read that again that you said he had, what his understanding of
that
scripture
was. Oh, he just said that is an unchangeable, let me go back.
Unchangeable law, I believe you said.
Unchangeable, and let me find it.
If you can find it.
It says it is a, verse 7, it is a unchangeable, I'm in the wrong spot here, 6.
I believe you said unchangeable law. Why are you looking for it?
Unfailing and unchangeable law. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That phrase in verse 7 he says is an unfailing and unchangeable law.
So it's an unchangeable law and unfailing.
Ooh. Do you want to hear it in the Amplified version?
Yes, please.
Of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God, for whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap.
I love that. And that's just simply version. The truth. You know, in the parable of Mark chapter 4, the sower soweth the word. And a lot of people think, well, you just can't just sow money and expect. But if money's in the word, yes, you can. Money is not a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. We live in an economic world, but you never fall in love with it. I'm going to make this so simple, and you may not like this, but it makes sense. There are a lot of women in the world, and Kathy is my wife for 55 years, but it's not my job to fall in love with other women. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
I know you can't do that.
That's a strong statement.
That's a very strong
I'm gonna
statement.
I'm going to hear the rest of that explanation. See,
there's a difference. I love a lot of ladies, you know, that work for me, but I'm in love with Kathy. That's a vast difference.
Totally different.
That's a totally different thing. See, just because it's there doesn't mean you have to do that. So he says, I like what he starts off with, be not deceived. But the stupidest thing you can do in life is deceive yourself, because who's going to catch the hell?
Yeah.
You are. You know what I'm trying to say? Be not deceived. So I refuse to mock God. And it irritates me sometimes when I hear people mocking God and doing things like that. And see, there's a judgment day coming. There's a great tribulation coming. It's called the Great Tribulation in Scripture. It's also called the Day of the Lord. And God says the human race has not seen such tribulation. So you can't even imagine how bad this is going to get. It's going to get. But you that are born again, you ain't got to worry about that. You'll be in heaven eating the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yeah, praise God. It's going to be a wonderful. See, there's two different ways people got to understand something about the rapture of the church and the second advent, the second coming of the Lord. When Jesus comes, the catching away, he comes in the lower atmosphere. He doesn't touch the earth. We meet him in the clouds. He comes far. You know, he comes to get his people.
For the church.
Yeah, for the church, yeah. Who is living right, doing right. Now, at the second advent, he comes and he physically touches the ground, puts his feet on the Mount of Olives.
Right.
You understand that? That's a whole nother thing. Two different, it's actually fair. He comes for his people and to his people and for his people. It just works that way.
And with his people, when he comes back, he puts his foot on the earth, he's going to come with his saints.
Ten thousands, that's plural, of his saints.
Right.
See, and it's a blessing. And people say, boy, a millennial kingdom is 1,000 years. According to God, it's one day. Now, you think about that. So we have an opportunity to live for Jesus on a daily basis. We have an opportunity to sow spiritually, physically, and financially. And God said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. So the opportunities that God affords you or puts before you are good opportunities. Mm-hmm. So if you sow good, guess what you get? Good.
Good.
Or actually, you get better. But there's another level. You can get best.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a blessing. I heard one time a preacher said, don't get bitter, just get better. I've never forgotten that. And it was, I like that statement. It really blessed me, you know. And I've had many opportunities to get bitter, but I refuse to. You told me something yesterday, I think it was, that Jody talked pretty good about me. Y'all were talking or something. I don't know what y'all were doing, but I'm just said, because she's seen me how I live. What did she say? Somebody think, if you don't mind? I wasn't here, so I don't know.
She was just talking about how positive your attitude always is, even though a lot of it, you had a lot of attacks growing
up.
Oh,
God, yeah.
You pushed through it, and you have a great outlook on life.
Yeah, I'm a happy man.
Very encouraging.
That doesn't mean that unhappy things hadn't happened, but so I don't focus on that. See, I focus on what I want. Not what I need, because I don't even need to think about need. He supplies all. He put that little word all right there in front of all my need. Mm-hmm. See. So I just focus on what I want. I really love Psalms 23. The Lord's my shepherd. That means he's in control of your life. And he's guiding you.
As you follow him.
Yeah. He's guiding you. Right. I shall not want. Mm-hmm. Good God, man. So I decided I will not want in life spiritually, physically, or financially.
Because you're following the shepherd. He's going to lead
right.
you by the still waters.
That's right.
He's going to have you
Yeah, but the thing that's really amazing about Psalms 23, we ought to do a whole, maybe a bouldering. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Why he got to make you lay down in something nice? Why can't you just lay down
Same
yourself?
Same reason your mother had to make you close your eyes when you took to take a nap.
My mama said I would never take a nap, so she would put her fingers over my eyelids. And if she held it 30 seconds, I was gone, see? You know, I'm kind of like that today, too. Boy,
Definitely.
I close their mind, boom, I'm gone.
It's amazing.
But usually I keep them up most of the time. So today I'm telling you that opportunities will arise for you to do good spiritually, physically, financially, every area of your life, see? But don't be afraid to receive the good things of God. Mm. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. The church adds this, well, not too much. What do you mean not too much? It's 30, 60, and 100 fold. Now, some people don't believe that, but I do because Jesus said it. Do you understand? Said it. that's rhema, boy, when he said it, you know, and I just believe that. That doesn't mean that things didn't come up against me that says, no, you can't do it. Like Satan's trying to stiff on me for me trying to get to the goal line.
Right.
But I just keep running.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And it's just such a blessing. Are you enjoying what I'm saying
here
today?
I am. I'm reading the Amplified version of verse 9 and 10 that's so powerful.
Go ahead.
Because in verse 9 it says, and let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due season and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage
faint. I like the word nobly.
Nobly, doing right, doing good things. And that's what you're talking about, opportunity. The next verse says, so then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with
Praise
you,
God.
The believers.
I like that.
That's great.
The other day I had an opportunity arise about Kathy. We had a really nice lunch at our favorite restaurant, Mr. B's in New Orleans. If you come to New Orleans, go to Mr. B's. It's across from the Monteleone Hotel on Royal Street. It's a blessing. Gumbo Yaya, barbecue shrimp. Pooh! Good. Well, we started walking down the quarter. We call it the French Quarter, you know, and they have antiques and things like that. And Kathy saw something she liked. I don't know if she wanted it or not. I didn't ask her that. But I saw her looking. She liked to look at everything in every which way, shape, or form. And she knew more about what was in the window than the owner. Peter told me that. Peter said, man, Kathy knows more in the window than I do. And I had an opportunity arose. No, it wasn't her birthday. No, it was not Christmas. No, it's not anniversary. It is no special day. It's just the day that, you know, we've been preaching a lot. She preaches a lot here And I preach a lot on the road. And we just had a, you know, spent a few hours with ourselves, just relaxing and enjoying our city. And anyway, and the Lord just kind of spoke to me, said, there goes, there's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay. So I looked, I said, are you like that? Oh, yeah. And she was talking about it, and they were all talking about it. And she wasn't asking for it. You got to understand. I'm not asking to think about it. Just, you know, you don't you like to look at pretty things? And I said, so, and they just struck me. I said, well, you like that? I don't want to give her something she don't like. I said, well, do you want it? And she goes, no, well, if you're going to get it, I'll use it for Christmas. I said, no, this is not a Christmas gift. This is an opportunity for me. Now, how could I do that? Because of my giving in the past, I created that future that became a now that day. So I said, we will take that. She goes, oh, are you serious? I said, yeah. So I said, and the other piece too. Huh? The other piece too? Yeah. Why not? God's more than enough. Why can't Jesse be more than enough? Why would you criticize me if I'm more than enough? Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Listen to me. It was an opportunity afforded to me. Now, if I wouldn't have done it, that's okay, because you was not, you know, pushing me to do that. But when I said, fine, I said, just go ahead. It blessed her. All I wanted to do at that time was to be a blessing. We don't have to tie it to Christmas or tie it to whatever. You know, we just did it. Mm. Now, the reason why I was able to do it, because of Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. In other words, I didn't turn away my harvest. I didn't tell God, no, that's just too much. You ever had somebody, you give, oh no, that's too much. One time, I do this quite often. I like to tip waiters and waitresses because they work hard, you know what I'm saying? And they go, oh, that's too much. I said, well, give it back. They go, huh? I'm just want to be a blessing. And this is what I'm talking about. All God ever wants to do is be a blessing to his children, his people.
That's good. So when we choose and seize the opportunity to be a blessing to someone in the kingdom of God, to the ministry or different, maybe to your local church, then God is going to look for an opportunity to be a blessing to you to return back to you. So
well,
this is
I'm
an opportunity.
I'm going to say something, and I only did this because the Lord spoke it to me. There was a person that got in trouble in their body, cancer cells or something like that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and it was rough. And me and Kathy just decided to pay for the whole treatment. Now, don't write me and say, pay for my treatment. No, God spoke that to me. He said, that would be very kind, Jesse, if you paid for that treatment. I said, I'm yours to command. Now, that's expensive. I mean, cancer, that stuff is outrageous, you know what I'm saying, in terms of expense. But we did it. Busted out crying. And I said, that's okay. It's okay to cry. Because, you see, I said, God was here all the time. He just needed somebody to obey.
You know,
it was
so
an
often
opportunity.
So often when things happen and people get attacked, they're attacked on more than one front. So
right.
if finances are not a problem and you get hit in your flesh and you got insurance or you got the money to take care of the treatment, then you only fight in one front. But
right.
if you're fighting that front of health or an attack in your body
and
you don't have the money to pay for it, that's two fronts that you're fighting on. So the Lord helped. Of course, we're praying and believing in faith with them for a full recovery
oh, yeah.
in their body, but as well as we were able to be a blessing to that. That really touched our heart. We're thankful that God helped, allowed us to do that
and
provided for it.
Are you going to criticize me for prosperity? Have you ever done something like that? I don't mean that hard. I'm just saying, that's why I want to be prosperous. But I don't let people take advantage of me. You know, I've had people say, you need to pay for that. No, I didn't need to do nothing. It just irritates me when I hear people say this about rich people. They need to give to this and give to that. No, they don't. I heard a man, he said, I was raised very poor. Everything I've worked hard for. It's nice to be a blessing. Don't misunderstand me. But it's just because he's rich, he don't have to do that. But, you know, people just demand, they don't demand nothing. You have no right to even say that. You see what I'm saying? Just go get down in the mud and the clay and dig it out the ground and work like that man worked.
Yeah.
Oh, that person.
You know, that
worked.
Reminds me of a quote that Thomas Edison said about opportunities. One of my favorite quotes of his.
He
says, we often miss opportunities because it comes dressed in overalls and it looks like work.
I like that. That's true.
They pray, you know. People are afraid of work, but God brings us work so that he can bring increase to us. Your job is been given to you to provide seed for you, seed so that you can sow.
Amen.
And when you sow seed, God brings back the harvest. And but he gives it to those. He says he blesses in the book of Deuteronomy. He says God will bless everything you set your hand to do.
Well, glory to God.
But if you're not putting your hand to anything, how can he bless it? God wants to. You're gonna have some work involved in everything that you do. Don't be afraid of work. God gives you the strength. He gives you the wisdom. Gives you the anointing to. There are people that are anointed to do the work that they're doing, and then God brings in harvest for that, but then you sow that seed, and then your increase doesn't come from just your work. That provides the seed for you to sow, but that it also opens up all the windows of heaven when you're faithful tither to pour out a blessing so much you can't contain it. You're going to be looking for people to be a blessing to.
Amen. Do you know when you speak against prosperity, you mocking God? Oh, that made you mad. When you speak against healing, you mocking God. God is a healer. He's a provider. Oh, I know that's going to make somebody mad, but you deserve to get mad. Maybe they're waking you up. God is trying to be a blessing to someone. Now, I'm not talking to someone that is greedy, like an Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, like they used to see around, where he just wanted everything for himself. But he woke up one day.
He got a revelation.
He got a revelation. And according to the little, was it Dickens is the one that wrote
Dickens
that?
Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol, that's it. So that's my, you know, I mean, to me, I mean, you're mocking God to do those things. I love being a blessing. But I'm going to say the other side of the coin. I love receiving too. But God said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I love both sides of the thing.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm able to receive it. I read one of the, listen to this, read some of these testimonies real quickly. We don't have much time left, but just read it.
Beverly says, thank you, Lord, for all. I am thrilled that I'm a partner with JDM, soul saved, wisdom taught. I'm blessed every day I spend with y'all.
That's a blessing. Thank you, Beverly. That's a very kind thing to say.
Yes. Abe says,
thank you for being a partner, too. Go ahead, Kat. I'm sorry.
Abe says, Jesus, you speak to Jesse so much. Could you speak to me like you speak to Jesse? I got up in the morning and I said, good morning, Jesus. He said, good morning, Bill. Ha ha. God is so good. He made me smile.
Well, that's what I said. I said, hello, Jesse. He said, hi, Jesse. I do that all the time.
At first, when I read that, I thought they'd say, hi, good morning, Jesse, because you say, that's how you talk to Jesse. But I knew what he meant. It was hilarious. Anyway, he had a good laugh out of that. Deborah says, amen. I've followed you since 1984.
We've been out here a long time.
And then Tina says, I've watched this chat again and again. It's such good teaching. Thank you, Lord, for there's nothing better than your love and your word. Truly is a light to our path. Praise God for his revelation knowledge that he gives through Holy Spirit and through men and women of God like Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
You know, so I like that.
We have so many great content chats that are out there. This is number 291. So a lot of people, they'll watch this one, they'll go back and binge and catch a whole bunch of others. That's very easy to do on the app, because they're all listed in one place. Don't pass up the app if you have not made yourself available to it. It's a free app.
I'm going to interrupt you right there. Sometimes the Lord will speak to me to speak on the same subject I might have speaked on 2 years ago. But I promise you, if it looks like it's the same thing, it's not a rerun. What we're doing is God's giving a different side of that. There's always so many. It's like a diamond. It's multifaceted. You know, I think it's 58. Facets or something like that, and things of that nature. So
for the brilliant cut.
Yeah. But the problem is you can't get it all out in just one message. I mean, the Word of God is pregnant with revelation. Go ahead, babe.
You can take the same text and preach through so many different ways.
Thousands of ways.
This next one comes from Kim. Says, thank you so much for listening to the Lord. Your messages are very timely for me. It's like you're talking directly to me.
I am.
You have laid hands on me at your visionary conference and in Destin, Florida. I believe we are all connected by the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
You and Kathy are the most awesome couple. I love you both so much and cannot thank you enough for doing what you're doing. Isn't that a blessing?
That is such a blessing.
Got two more. You may read
it? Yes, go ahead.
Casalita says, thank you, Brother Jesse. Your ministry is a huge breath of fresh air and always totally positive. It empowers me to always smile, be joyful, and to always trust God. Blessings from St. Lucia. I think that's in the Caribbean.
I think so, too.
Jenna, this one's translated from Spanish, says, may God continue to bless you. I didn't know your segments were so enriching. Thank you. I learn a lot and share it with others.
Well, what a blessing of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. for watching. I hope you enjoyed it today. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give today. I'm going to give you an opportunity that we're talking about to be a partner to this ministry. I know a lot of ministers are asking for partners. I have no problem with that, but I don't know what they're doing. Some I do, but not all of them by no means. But I know what this ministry is doing. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Mm-hmm. Me and Kathy, we're taking care of, me and Kathy are partners to this ministry. You might say, well, you're giving to yourself. No, I'm not, because that's the IRS. There's a vast difference between Jesse the Planet's me and the church, Jesse the Planet's Ministries, night and day. If you'd like to be a partner, just go to jdm.org. That's our website, and you can hit the donate button, and the donations, the amount is up to you. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, or you can go to the free JDM app and select the giving you like, or you can use the post office and mail in a donation. I hope you do that today, because we're reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time.
Amen.
And I tell you, as soon as I get off here, we'll be traveling out again, preaching the word of the living God. I'm going, Kathy, we just do this all the time. And I mean that sincerely. I hope that you do that. And I want to say this, and I don't say it arrogantly. The anointing of increase is on me, man. It is on me. Everything I touch prospers. It does. Mm-hmm. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm giving God glory. Why? Luke 6:38, given it shall be given unto you. Be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap.
Amen.
So what I sow, I want to sow good. If I don't sow bad, I don't get bad. If I sow good, I get good.
It's an unfailing and unchangeable law.
It's a law. It will bless and minister the life to you. Pray about that today.
Amen.
And watch God do a miracle. And I want to tell you something. And just believe God and don't let time defeat you. Mm-hmm. Be not weary in well doing, for due season you reap if you faint not. And watch this. When the tsunami of blessing comes, it won't destroy you. It will destroy Satan, and it will lift you up to a higher level.
Amen.
Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you next time right here at our boardroom chats.
Bye-bye.